Greg Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm sorry I've been gone to this. It's a big deal. It's not my favorite topic in the world, but it has to be addressed. And I think Donald Trump has been thinking about it, said he would think about it, and come up with something that works. And I hope this does. Now, I've listened to it. It's, I think the right word is nuance. It's a bit nuanced, and there's a little bit of in between the lines on this one. I think he wants to be a little bit opaque, perhaps. And I understand that, but it's a major announcement on abortion. You know, he was being asked about abortion. The most important thing he said about 6 months ago, I think we have to have a different type of tone. We have to think about how we talk about it, because if we're not careful, the issue can be exploited and it can blow up and be harnessed by the Democrats. And, you know, if this country goes down over abortion, it goes down for everything. So here he is. This came out this morning, and it's a good statement, but, well, let's do it, okay? All right, Donald Trump on abortion, his major policy statement, go.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people. I want to thank the six justices, Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, incredible people, for having the courage to allow this long-term, hard-fought battle to finally end. This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline. Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, everyone, we have to work together. We have to bring our nation back from the brink, and that's where it is. It's at the brink, and we will. We will do it. I promise you, we will do it. Always go by your heart, but we must win. We have to win. We are a failing nation, but we can be a failing nation no longer. We will make our nation great. We will make our nation greater than ever before. Thank you very much.
What do we think? I think it's great. I actually think it's great. It's nuanced. It's a little bit read between the lines. The answer is going to be from President Trump, states' rights. States will make the determination on abortion. And, it, you know, there was pressure on him to come up with a federal ban, 16 weeks, 12 weeks, 20 weeks, whatever. That would have had people yelling at each other. And I mean, it's an important issue, but it's not the central issue. There's so many things going on right now. Look, there's been access to abortion in America from 1973 all the way through 2022, I guess, right? Has the world fallen in on itself? No. We did lose. There were losses. Look, I think it's the right thing. I get it. He will say states, it's up to the state. You got to do, in a weird way, it is a soft, very soft kind of a pro-choice thing. You got to do what works for your heart, for you, and your faith. Told you what he stands for, what he believes, but it's also up to the states, and some states will rule differently. It works for me. I just hope that this election is not a mandate or a referendum on abortion. I think that's a loser for the sane people in the world. The insane people who are very pro-abortion, who love it, who get off on it, who think it's population control and this is the way to beat climate change and all that stuff, they're insane, and they will burn the country down over this issue. But I think he meets it. I think it works. It's nuanced. What are the exceptions? Rape. Incest, life of the mother, totally reasonable. You know, for a long time, it was totally reasonable to say, well, I think it's a state's issue. If you read the decision from Alito, Samuel Alito, he wrote the thing. He's from New Jersey, Trenton. It's actually a very readable document. And you can understand it. And he makes the case that Roe v. Wade, under the 14th Amendment, you could never establish that it was inherent in the Constitution. You can't, because abortion was so rare when they drafted the Constitution that the founding fathers weren't thinking about abortion at that point. And then people could say, well, what about gay rights? What about gay marriage? I mean, they weren't thinking about gay marriage when they drafted the Constitution. Okay, that's true. That's true. I don't know. Obama said he wasn't even for gay marriage. Do you remember that? He was for civil unions. Hey, everyone, is all right. It's still light outside. I'm not seeing anything yet. I see the sun is being blocked by the moon in Mexico, at least. Carmine, you got something to say about the eclipse?
Yes, I do, Greg. The last eclipse that we had, I thought that it was over, and I accidentally looked up at the sky. It wasn't even 3 seconds, Greg. And when I closed my eyes, I saw that crescent. I saw that crescent for about a week when I closed my eyes at night. I thought I burned the back of my retina. It was very upsetting and not a joke. Yeah, not a joke at all. So I'm just warning your listeners, don't give in to the temptation. I was very upset.
Given the temptation of what? Look at it? I'm going to look.
No, to look without glasses.
I'm going to look.
Without, you have to be wearing.
I don't have any of those goofy glasses around. Where are the glasses? Why doesn't anybody have the glasses? I'm going to peek. Even if I don't have the glasses, I'm going to peek.
Well, we're not going to have it as strong, somebody just said. Well, someone said we're not going to have totality here.
Yes, you know, totality. We're not in the zone of totality. What is the zone of totality? They don't exactly know, but it sure sounds good when you say zone of totality. All right, everybody. Take it from Carmine. He didn't blink, and it gave him a hard time for a week. Good point. Let's try Joe. Hello.
Hello, Greg. Hopefully that this eclipse, after the eclipse, something biblical will happen where people will see the light. The woke politicians will stop lying to their constituents. The woke voters will start lying to themselves, because we're going to hell in a handbasket. And look, I'm looking straight down when I see all the crap going on. If that man wins that election, it's like being on the top of the old cyclone in Coney Island, the rickety wooden one, and you're going down and you're screaming, because he has been nothing but a wealth killer, a standard of living killer. He's a killer of our own people. He needs.
All right.
To
so
go.
You think the eclipse is going to straighten everybody out and straighten everything out?
I said five Hail Marys and five Our Fathers.
Oh, well, there you go. We're halfway there. I just don't think the eclipse is going to be the unifying experience and the clarifying experience you want it to be. It would be nice, but I don't see it happening, Joe.
I said the prayer that it would. I know, but
it doesn't really work that way. I mean, sometimes it does, but under these circumstances, I don't think it works that way.
One never knows.
What do you mean? They're going to look at the sun and they're going to say, oh, we were wrong. We love Trump. You think that's going to happen?
No.
Oh, the fake news has been lying up to us. I don't know, man. I don't think so, man. I just don't think so.
Maybe somebody above will open their eyes.
Well, I do anticipate miracles before Election Day. I do. This isn't one of them. This is not a miracle, what's happening. We're not a bunch of savage Indians, right? We're not a bunch of savages. Christopher Columbus said, I will command the moon be destroyed tonight, because he knew there was an eclipse coming. And all the Indians, I think they were Incas, and they all freaked out and they thought he was some sort of a god. But it's just physics. It's just astronomy. It's just, you know, we've known this thing was coming. If there was an eclipse in the middle of the day and nobody was expecting it, maybe that would be another matter. But this thing is a celestial event. You know what I mean? It is. I saw it in 2017. I remember I was in a meeting at 30 Rockefeller Center. The meeting started a little bit late. We looked at it. And then we went right back to the meeting. We went right back to the drudgery of life. And life doesn't have to be drudgery. It can be beautiful. But no, Joe, I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't. Bill, real quick.
Hey, Greg, so on your eclipse thing. So in our area, we're going to see the maximum it's going to get, about 325, start to get dark a little after 3. But to explain the zone of...
No, I know what it means. I know what it means. I just don't like the way... I don't like the way people have been using it. I know it's zone of... one can infer, right? It's 100% coverage instead of a less than, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know, but I just don't like... We never called it a zone of totality before. I hate it when things get updated and we don't know why. All of a sudden, Kabul, Afghanistan, became Kabul. Things like that bother me.
It gets clicks.
I don't know if it's that. I've never even clicked on it. I just heard people saying it on TV. All right, you got those funny glasses?
I'm not going to look at it. I'm out pruning my bushes. I'm like James Flippin. I'm working in the garden.
Okay. All right.
By the way, he's a real addition to your show. I think he's great.
Nah, he's not really. He's not working out. You won't be hearing much of him in the coming days. I'm sorry to tell you. No, I'm only kidding. He's great. Thank you, Bill. Goodbye.
Greg Kelly. Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
This is the Greg Kelly Show.
Well, it still looks normal outside. Totally normal. This thing has been a big bust. I know it's going to happen. And so what? We got a country to save. There's a lot more going on. And, oh, by the way, 1 week from today, I can't believe it's going to happen. Isn't somebody going to step in and say enough is enough for Donald Trump and these phony cases, especially Judge Juan Mercheron? I mean, his daughter is like, is a leftist full-time political agent. And she will make money. She does make money off of the defeat of Republicans, the defeat of Donald Trump, and the victory of Democrats. And they're tight. They're chummy. There are a million pictures of these guys together. Not scandalous, of course. It's father-daughter. There should be pictures of them together. And he's giving interviews to the media. The court is actually speaking out about social media postings and stuff like that. So here is a character. Now, I'm not a fan of Judge Shira Shinland at all. She's a retired judge. She had to resign in disgrace because of her stop and frisk antics. Oh, people are going outside and putting the glasses on. But they're... Can you see anything? It still looks normal to me. I'll let you know. Let me hear from the Judge Shinland. Even Judge liberal wacko communist nutjob Shira Shinland says that there's too much of a conflict of interest for Judge Mercheron to sit in judgment of Donald Trump. Go ahead with that, please.
And they've put together a composite of issues that would cause me a little bit of pause. And I can explain all the various things that they've put together. The main focus of this motion, as opposed to the previous one a year ago, which the judge denied, is on the daughter's line of work. As you already said, the daughter does work with many, many high-profile Democratic candidates. She works on their social media. They put out a post. They get contributions. She, as an owner, gets a percentage of those contributions. So there is a statute in New York which says a judge must disqualify himself if a person known by the judge to be within the sixth degree of relationship, and a daughter is the first degree, has an interest that could be substantially affected by the outcome of the proceeding. So the question here is this daughter likely to profit, to benefit from the outcome of this proceeding? And you have to understand, it's not actual conduct that's worrisome. It's the appearance to a reasonable person that this judge cannot be fair and impartial given that relationship. So ordinarily, I would think that a benefit financially would be to a spouse because they share the income. This is an independent adult daughter. They don't share income. But according to this statute, the judge must recuse if she was...
You must recuse, Judge Mershon. There's a law.
All right. It's getting a little bit darker outside, but here's the deal. It's cloudy, so you can't see the eclipse anyway, at least in my hood.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You're listening to The Greg Kelly Show.
All right, I'm weighing in as cable news loses their mind over a little bit of shade. I have posted on Twitter. I took a picture of the sky, partly cloudy sky. And this eclipse, this quote-unquote eclipse, is a total bust. Not impressed. At best, I'd call it partly sunny. I prefer volcanoes. And don't you? Seriously, volcanoes, they're not subtle. They just, you know it when they erupt. This is not as cool. It just isn't as cool. Now, they tell me it really is going to get better in an hour or so. They're just making too big a deal about it, I think. That's part of why I'm not liking it right now. All right, we'll see what happens. The other thing is this. Oh, boy. I thought that this was coming from Yemen. Or, I don't know, like a radical part of Iran or some guy with a TV show in Azerbaijan. It turns out that this jerk that you're about to hear is speaking to throngs of supporters in Dearborn, Michigan. Dearborn, Michigan. They're saying this stuff out in the open. Death to America. You know, this is now cool and fashionable. Let's do it here. You got that all ready to go? All right, let me hear it.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
They're saying
Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go."
All right, hold on a second. Whoa. Hey, just remember that every time some jerk tells you that they love Malcolm X, right? Ooh, the autobiography of Malcolm X had such a profound effect on me. Guess who says that? Barack Obama, baby! Yep, he was so into... Malcolm X, who was really a degenerate in so many ways. Well, what about, he renounced violence? No, not really, actually. Let me hear the rest of this maniac. This is happening in America, by the way, in America. Hey, you have your, it's funny. I can't post what I want to post about the 2020 election, but this guy can mouth off like this in the public square. Keep going.
That would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it. Such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth. And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant "Death to Israel" has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today. Imam Khomeini recognized that Israel is an evil settler colonialist project He realized it is a cancer, and he established this day. Israel, before this, brothers and sisters, was a sacred cow. Nobody could criticize Israel.
You know, I wonder if the FBI is going to knock on his door. You put F Joe Biden or Let's Go Brandon up on your Facebook page. You may getting a knock at the door. Is this guy? Keep going.
Being anti-Semitic. Everybody was afraid of them. But now the people of conscience very openly will criticize Israel. They recognize Israel for what it is. Israel is ISIS. They are Nazis. They are fascists. They are racist. The people of the world now know this.
Free Palestine.
These are kids.
From the river to the sea.
Oh, that's a genocidal chant.
Palestine will be free.
All right. That river to the sea thing, you think it's benign? It's not. It's a declaration of war on the Jewish people. And they got kids. They got kids chanting it up there in Dearborn, Michigan, and Joe Biden bending over backwards to signal to these people, these America haters, these anti-Semites, that somehow Joe is on their side. Now, I don't think that's going to work, but even that he's attempting to do it, that he is worried about where these people fall politically, I mean, there's some support you really don't want, right? You don't want. Hey, now it's really sunny outside, so what the hell's going on? I mean, all right, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter, does it? All right, we have this. Hey, Ashley Babbitt is still in prison. I'm sorry, she's still dead, of course, but forgive me on that one. What I'm realizing, though, and somebody sent me an email about all of the discrepancies between people who were sentenced to jail for Black Lives Matter offenses, and there were so few of them, and people who were sentenced to prison for January 6th related offenses. There are so many of them, and they're being punished so much more severely. You know that there were Molotov cocktails thrown during Black Lives Matter, right? There were fires all over the place. There were two incidents where radicals threw Molotov cocktails at police vehicles, NYPD police vans. Two lawyers, a man and a woman, both in their 20s, blew up an NYPD vehicle. They were sentenced to 1 year in jail, just 1 year. And the same for two transgender maniacs. They firebombed a police truck, and they were sentenced after about 3 years, by the way. It took a long time. And they finally got sentenced to a year in prison. Do you know that there was a guy on January 6th who brought a Molotov cocktail to the Capitol, but he thought better of it, and he left it in his trunk? He just said, I'm not throwing this thing. I'm not doing that. And all he did was hang around the Capitol. He didn't even go inside. They gave that guy 4 years for even thinking about it. Those people actually did it. They got a year in jail. This poor guy got 4 years. Big O Barnett with his feet up on the desk. I think he's got 24 months. Is that the late 24 months? There are people who punched out cops. And the idea that one of the worst things about all of this is that cop was actually on duty that day. Michael Byrd, the more I find out about that guy, he never should have been employed by the federal government. And if he was employed, he should have been fired. They have given him a medal. He was losing his gun all over the place. One time he came out and shot at a car as it was being driven away. Somebody came by, made a disturbance in his neighborhood. So he takes out his car and starts shooting at the car. Now, you can't. I don't think Clint Eastwood ever did that in the Dirty Harry movies. You can't do that. All right. Everybody is now out. I'm telling you, folks. Well, it's not as cloudy as it used to be. It's not quite as cloudy as it used to be. Can you guys see anything out there? Rick, where were you?
I'm in Elmwood Park, New Jersey. I don't see anything but a bunch of clouds and a little bit of sunlight.
Right. Yep.
I wanted to tell you how you, without the glasses, you can take a mirror and you can reflect the image. If the sunlight is coming through a window, you can reflect the image on your wall. If not, you can go outside and you can hang a sheet from your laundry line and you can reflect the image off the mirror onto the sheet.
Oh my God, this sounds like way too much trouble. This sounds like arts and crafts and all that kind of stuff. I can't do that. Those boxes that people make?
Same difference.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do that. Are you doing that?
No, I'm not wasting my time. I also want to tell you, though, anytime you want any questions answered about the climate scam, I'm the guy to talk to.
What makes you so qualified?
I studied climate science for 8 years independently.
All right, so what's the bottom line?
CO2 doesn't control the temperature of the Earth. I could give you a graph that proves that easily. Even if it did, the greenhouse effect doesn't control the temperature of the Earth. I can prove that, too. Less than 4% of CO2 comes from man. Over 96% comes from nature.
All right, good enough for me. You sound like you know your stuff. So climate change is a myth?
It's complete false. The only thing that's true is CO2 does create some warming, but it's very little bit. It's 400 parts per million. That's 0.04% of the atmosphere. It's almost nothing.
So where did this kind of stuff came out of left field, right? Now, well, let me ask you this. Let's face it, you know, it's not snowing like it used to snow. We used to get like 3 snowstorms, serious snowstorms. We're lucky if we get one or unlucky if we get one. I don't think we got barely much of anything. You know, you do have these hurricanes and stuff that seem to be a bit more intense. Maybe they're not. I mean, what do you make of all that stuff?
Drought.
What?
We just had a record-breaking hurricane drought. We actually have less hurricanes recently.
What about the snow? What about the snow thing?
This is natural climate change. I can actually give you global warming and climate change stories in newspaper articles back to 1846, if you're interested.
Yeah, look, I'm on the side of the climate change skeptics. I am, but I don't have the time to really do it. It's not my passion issue. It's just not. And I basically don't like, I've chosen it via personality, which I know is the wrong thing to do. So why is there so much momentum on this issue? Why are they pushing it so relentlessly now?
He who controls CO2 controls everything on the planet. All the land, all the air, all the water, all your minerals, all your resources. You notice they're looking to take away your gas car now. Do you think they're going to let you keep the electric car? That's going to be taken away next.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did your homework, and let's stay in touch on that one. Thank you. Hey, the animals are going nuts at the zoo in Dallas. That was a pretty good idea. They got a camera set up looking at the animals, and they're running in circles at the Dallas Zoo. They don't know what to do because they know basically when it's supposed to be nighttime and when it's morning and all that stuff, and this is not on schedule. All right. And it's getting a little bit, I can't say. If I looked out the window right now, I would not think anything unusual was happening. Hold on. It's still a little bit cloudy, so it's still a little bit disappointing. Jacqueline, you're in Brooklyn. Do you see anything?
I'm in the Bensonhurst Gravesend area, and no, I'm seeing the same thing you are. Clouds, a little bit of sunlight behind the clouds, and that's about it.
You think this is all fake news?
I didn't really think about it that way.
I
really didn't. I said, okay, you know, it's an event, and if I'm able to get those stupid glasses, which I haven't been able to yet, maybe I'll take a look, but I'm not going out of my way.
All right. Well, anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, actually, something in regard to President Trump's statement on abortion. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I wanted to share some information with you. I watch a lot of Catholic television, and there was an interview last night.
You do?
Yeah. There was a deacon that was interviewed. He's an author. He's a professor. He happens to be African-American.
The deacons are not real priests, right? They're like,
no,
they didn't go all the way.
Yeah, no, they can marry, but they have to marry before they become a deacon, and they can't perform weddings, they can't bless communion.
All right, so what happened? What did he say?
Well, this is a correlation. Mother Teresa made a statement, and she said, once individuals feel free to kill unborn babies, they will then feel free to kill one another. And this deacon wrote a book about crime and the correlation between abortion, especially in the African-American communities. And we know that the statistics are higher among African-Americans and other people of color for committing such violence and crimes and violent crimes. And he's saying that there seems to be a correlation between the high rate of violence and crime in the U.S., And I'll give you the statistics in New York. I found it to be very interesting. And the high rate of abortion. In New York City, 60% of all children are aborted.
Wait, really? You got to be kidding. No way. No. I can't even. No. 60%?
And I was shocked.
No, it can't be 60%.
Yep. The same is true.
No, it can't be true. 60%. I can't. It's so hard. Look, what's the bottom line here, Jacqueline? Give me the bottom line.
Look it up. Okay.
Well, just give me the bottom line. What is the bottom line right now?
There seems to be a direct correlation between the high rates of abortion and violence and crimes.
All right. I will.
Areas.
All right. Thank you very much. Wow. Yeah. No. Gee whiz. Yikes. I don't want to. Very uncomfortable. 60. No way. That can't be. Hey, the armored truck just pulled up from Garter World. That's the same company that got hit in Los Angeles. Did you hear about that? They had a great big robbery of a cash of a armored car kind of cash depository, and they think it might have been an inside job, but they got away with $10 million, and it hasn't been solved yet. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly. Is the Greg Kelly Show.
From day one, my administration has been committed to fixing the broken student loan system and making sure higher education is a ticket to the middle class, not a barrier. My administration has approved debt cancellation for 4 million Americans through various actions. And today, I'm announcing new plans that would cancel student debt for millions more. In total, these plans would cancel some or all student debt for 30 million Americans. When combined with everything we've done so far. To find out how these plans may impact you, visit studentaid.gov.
You know, the way to cancel debt is to pay it back, to pay it off. Whatever happened to that? But the government, you're going to go to that dopey website and sign up, and somehow the government is going to take away my responsibility. I think that's dangerous. You know, he really reminds me of an old Soviet leader. Remember the Soviet Union? Leonid Brezhnev, Konstantin Chernenko, Yuri Andropov. They had these really ancient guys running the Soviet Union before Gorbachev showed up. And he actually has the look and manner, and in a weird way, the resume of a long-time kind of party Soviet communist apparatchik, you know, and they work their way up from the city to the state to the premier to the Politburo, and they just hang around long enough, and it's so interesting, actually. His mannerisms, I'm going to make a video about this for later, very, very similar to the corrupt, to the thoroughly corrupt Leonid Brezhnev, although I don't know, everybody was kind of corrupt over there. Still looks sunny outside. I know I'm being a bit of a stick in the mud when it comes to this stuff, but what are you going to do? All right, Sandra, how are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Greg, I'm fine. I'm looking out the window. It's the same. I just wanted to tell you that in my hand, I have the memory book from Harry Lorraine, thanks to you. So I have it. And I think I have a good memory because I memorized all the presidents, all 46 of them.
Oh, and yeah? Who's President 20?
Let me remember. I got to think. It's James Garfield.
Very good. I'm impressed, Sandra. Keep it up. Barbara's next. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Greg. I was glad to see that President Trump came out with his statement so that people know where he stands and how he is looking at the question of abortion and in vitro fertilization. There are many on the pro-life side who are very critical of what he said because the Catholic Church especially is firmly opposed to in vitro fertilization, and he strongly supports that. But many pro-lifers also realize and have stated and already have said that what he said takes us in the right direction insofar as abortion goes. And on the left, they're saying, oh, look, he's not in favor of a federal ban on abortion. Well, the Supreme Court already told us the federal government has no power. The federal government has told us, the Supreme Court told us, the federal government has no business, that this is the state's right. And that's what Trump made clear in his statement. Those politicians who are saying that they will, like Biden, that they will implement federal guarantees on abortions for all women, they are only using that line to gain donations and votes because they do not have it in their power to do that. The federal government does not. So I thought Trump came out with a very reasoned, as you say, a very balanced approach with the exceptions that he is in favor of, but also reminding us that in order to save any children from these abortions, from these late-term abortions, we must win elections. We must restore our culture. I'm so glad he used that word because it is the Judeo-Christian culture that protects life. And he made that point. And so pro-lifers looking at him have to remember, we had him in office for 4 years. Look what he did to protect life and look what he did to protect religious freedom and rights of conscience.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, I agree. The statement was beautiful and actually pitch perfect as well. Wow, he's done so much. Hey, a lot of those pro-lifers are not giving him the credit he deserves too. To be continued. Thank you.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.